Are you ready to hear Drover's terrible thought? Here's what he said, word for word. If that frog's been here for 10,000 years, wouldn't that mean that it's his pond and not ours? I stared into the vacuum of his eyes. Drover, how many times have I warned you about asking questions I can't answer? I don't know, 3? No, 300. I've warned you over and over. Never ask questions unless they've been approved by the head of Ranch Security. Do you see what you've done? Not really. You've ruined everything. How can we enjoy a romp in our pond if it's not our pond?
Well, I guess we could ask the frog's permission.
What? Ask a frog's? Drover, I will never ask a frog's permission for anything. Never. I marched a few steps away. My mind was racing over the many details of property law. Okay, I think I've got the answer to this.
Oh, good.
It's very simple. We'll approach the frog in a kind and reasonable manner, and we'll tell him to, well, move out. Leave our pond, and never come back.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't?
In that case, Drover, we'll resort to the bottom line of property law. We'll beat him up. We're bigger than he is, and we've got him outnumbered.
Yeah, and it might be fun, because frogs don't bite.
Exactly my point. Come on, son, let's get this thing settled once and for all. The nerve of that frog trying to steal our pond. We marched down to the banks of Emerald Pond, and sure enough, there he was. A big, fat, green bullfrog sitting on the edge of the water. He looked very smug and sure of himself, just the kind of frog who needs a few lessons from the school of hard knots. I halted our column and gave Drover the signal to be quiet while I did the talking. I moved a few steps closer and gave the frog a friendly smile. Good morning, Froggy. Nice day, huh? Listen, bud, I've got a little favor to ask. I wonder if you'd mind moving out of our pond and never coming back. No response. I mean, the frog didn't even look at me. He just sat there. Smart guy, huh? Okay, pal, we tried the course of reason. Now we'll go to sterner measures. Drover, get him. Drover stared at me.
Me? What about the mud?
The mud is muddy. So what? Jump in there and beat him up.
Well, you know, this old leg's been giving me fits, and I'm not sure,
Drover. This is your big chance to rack up some combat points. It'll look great on your record.
Yeah, but what if he's really a handsome prince?
I couldn't believe my ears. A handsome prince. Drover, look at him. Is he handsome?
Well, no.
He's a frog. And he's even uglier than you are.
Yeah, but they can change. I've heard all those stories. And if he turned out to be a handsome prince, they have swords and knives and... Oh, my leg! It's killing me!
He began limping around in a circle, and then, you won't believe this part, and then he fell over on his back and began kicking his legs in the air. I heaved a sigh and shook my head.